Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I hope you guys had a blessed week. This week, we are under the gun. I'm going to talk about T-Rex a little bit and the scenario that's coming up. This is the nationwide grid-down emergency communications training exercise. Of course, you don't have to use communications, but everyone who does focus their energy on providing emergency communications will be participating in T-Rex, the Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise of 2019, down to 12 days now. And I am behind on everything. I'm farther behind this year than in any other T-Rex previously. There's just a lot of moving parts. There's a lot going on. We got a great team that's doing so much heavy lifting, volunteers across the network that are working to make sure that it goes off as a success. So I'm going to talk about that, and I want to talk about some other things. First, before we get to that, we'll do the political stuff first, because... And we, you know, want to make sure that the, well, ask the Lord to bless this time, and I hope he's blessing you. Because without the Lord, there is no liberty, right? True, lasting liberty. You can have freedom, but you can't have liberty, right? And 2 Corinthians 17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So that's what we are all about. Liberty-loving, God-fearing patriots. And I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name, too. Thanks for listening on AM 630 on the dial, if you're in the Spokane area, or if you are on the FM dial, 96.5 FM. What happens if these stations go off the air? What would happen if the lights just went out and you didn't know why, and you went to tune in? You have no idea why. How would you stay informed? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. But first, a couple things I want to bring to you. It's something sad that I learned of yesterday. In the Coeur d'Alene Press, many of us have known a former senator from Idaho, Kootenai County specifically. Her name's Kathy Sims. Her real name's Kathleen Sims, but we all know her as Kathy Sims. 77 years old, passed away on July 5th, the day after Independence Day. And this was in the obituaries yesterday in the Coeur d'Alene Pravda. I think they probably actually got something correct. Well, they get a lot of things correct, but not when it comes to political issues. They're extremely biased. Their bias shows through, in my opinion. But Kathy Sims passed away on July 5th from heart complications following major surgery. She was born in 1942 in Spokane. And she was the middle child of four. I don't know how you're the middle child of four, but like she had to share the middleness with one of her siblings. But anyway, she was raised in Post Falls and Coeur d'Alene and attended school in Post Falls and then at IHM Academy. So she, for those of you who don't know, she was very much involved in politics. She ran for office as a, let me just find it for you right here. She broke many barriers and opened doors for the next generation of women dealers, automobile dealers, had an automobile dealership. But she was a dedicated and inspirational leader. For more than 30 years, Kathy was very active in local politics, serving as Republican Central Committee Chairman, state senator, and state representative. She attended many national conventions and so loved her country and the state of Idaho. She enjoyed being part of the political process and served her constituents well. She fought hard for less government and lower taxes. She was a force to be reckoned with. Over the years, Kathy supported many civic organizations, including Rotary. In 1990, while on a Honda trip to Japan, she attended a local Rotarian meeting in Tokyo. It was a large meeting with hundreds of attendees, and she was the only woman in the room. She spent her life challenging the status quo. So, Kathy Sims, we thank you for your service. You will be missed, and we're grateful. I didn't know her very well, actually. I only met her a couple of times, but I watched her from afar. And, of course, when she was mostly active, I was not involved politically. I wouldn't consider myself politically active at that time. I was aware, and I voted. But that was pretty much it. I voted and complained instead of actually becoming part of the process and trying to win hearts and minds, other than, you know, your family. But to really be meaningful, she's been in it for a long time. Somebody else who's been in it for a while, from Idaho, put something out, and I wanted to share this with you guys. This is from Representative Heather Scott. She has a great newsletter that she puts out. And, by the way, you can go to the, back on Kathy Sims, YatesFuneralHomes.com, so you can see the online memorial and sign her guest book. And, of course, there'll be more information there as far as where her celebration of life will be, which will actually be on July 21st, next Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. At the Eagles Lodge on Sherman Avenue, downtown Coeur d'Alene. So, but you can go to Yates Funeral Homes for more. I'm sorry, I skipped over that part. So, Representative Heather Scott, very much alive and well, and is stirring things up in Idaho. She is a patriot, also fighting for less government, lower taxes, and more freedom, and just like the other elected officials that we like to support. Well, on July 3rd, according to her newsletter that she put out, on July 3rd, while Idahoans were prepping for Independence Day festivities, one of Idaho's most powerful executive agencies, the Health and Welfare, released an administrative rule dealing with changing the indicator of sex on Idaho's Certificate of Life birth records to the gender of your preference. Who we need to stop empowering these delusional, insane people that are doing this kind of, why are they even, just fire them, throw them out on the, or lock them up. They're a danger to society, in my opinion. This rule allows Idaho citizens to change a legal document if they do not agree with it. Wow. Will criminals be allowed to change police records next? This may become a bit confusing with current list of genders being taught in government schools, now topping over 50. You can view the rule by clicking on the link in her article. We're going to post this in the highlights and resources posting with the link for you guys to go check it out on pages 164 through 168. And there's also a link for you to read the actual language. So under the "What Can You Do?" category, when agency bureaucrats issue a rule which have the full force of law as if it was law, you can choose to ignore them or you can attempt to influence them. There are three ways to influence the decisions in this rule process, but the deadline is quickly approaching. So maybe the reason people in government never listen is because they never hear from you. So they've got a petition here that you can click on, you can sign for a public hearing in your community or at your church. The deadline is Wednesday, July 17th. You can also email a comment to dhw.idaho.gov. So there's the website here. This will be on our highlights and resources posting for you to click on. And you have to do it by July 24th with your comments. Make sure you also CC your elected officials. Now, if you're into snail mail, there's the other way that you can make your voice known. You can send your comment to Tamara Prisic. And that's the Department of Health and Welfare admin. There's the P.O. Box, Boise, Idaho, and everything else. So I'm not going to read all that over the air. I just want to let you know where to go so you can take action. Now, why is this such a big deal? Idaho is one of only a few states in the union that requires bureaucratic executive agencies to negotiate their rules with the public and take citizens' comments into consideration. Did you know that? So you can call for a public hearing, and they have to take the public's comments into consideration. They have to negotiate their rules, which take the full force and effect of law once they're passed. Well, the rule was written outside the legislative process and was completely denied a review by Idaho's legislators. This circumvented your elected representation. So citizens can make a difference. In Liberty, Representative Heather Scott. Heather Scott, thank you for your service, for continuing to fight daily for our situational awareness, for our freedom. And our Idaho listeners, you need to take action here. All right, when we come back, I am going to give you a little lead in to this year's T-Rex exercise, because there's some things really going on. You can learn more by going to amron.com. That's amron.com, where the emphasis there is emergency preparedness communications. Because right now, real world, we are at AMCON 4. That's the second to the lowest readiness level, because we've got a storm brewing in the coast. Remember, AMRON's a nationwide network. We will likely be going to AMCON 2 tonight. I've got some updates here that I'm going to share with you. On our ZNet, where we, AMRON Corps, are in contact with each other pretty much on a continuous basis. But there is a hurricane watch net that will activate this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time on the 20-meter band and the 40-meter band. We'll get those posted for you as well. And this will probably also be included in the alert, which will go out in the AMRON app. But what we've got late from the AMRON network, the latest update is additional strengthening of Barry, Storm Barry. It's going to be a hurricane. It's forecast prior to landfall Saturday morning, when maximum sustained winds of 74 miles or greater are detected. The storm will be classified as a hurricane. AccuWeather meteorologists believe that Barry will make landfall as a hurricane along the central Louisiana coast. On Thursday afternoon, the National Hurricane Center issued a hurricane warning for a large portion of the Louisiana coast from Intercoastal City to Grand Isle. So anyway, that is actually the AMCON was raised last night. I was reading, this is one day old now, but that's what's going on. And also we're tracking a lot of earthquake activity. You guys know yesterday morning in the early morning hours, there was an earthquake in Seattle. Now, we track this very closely, but there was from KOIN article that came up earlier this week. Earthquakes are continuing up and down the coast, right? So here's one. Small earthquake swarm recorded on Mount Hood. Now, this is a record. These swarms that are taking place around Mount Hood. Now, yesterday morning, Friday morning, we get the alert that there was a couple of earthquakes in Seattle. A 4.6 meg earthquake near of Three Lakes, Washington. And then there was, what was the other one? I don't have the other one right here in front of me, but there's a volcano and earthquakes app that's tracking these. There's a lot of activity, right? So that and the hurricane that's, or the storm that's about ready to become a hurricane, we're just all on watch right now, as we're also preparing for T-Rex, the scenario-based training exercise simulating a nationwide grid down exercise. We'll talk about that and the lead up to it when we come back. This segment is brought to you by our friends at Werkz Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom Kydex holster and magazine carrier needs. All their products are made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a moment. Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of the Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of AMRON. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com and click on the Alerts USA banner. This is Radio Free Redoubt, segment two. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, Patriot-owned business, fully furnished units for rent right on the St. Joe River, Riverfront Suites. About an hour south of Coeur d'Alene in St. Mary's, Idaho. You can check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. All right, now the T-Rex SOI, which is a signals operating instructions, are out now. It's a PDF form. It's free to download. It is a companion to the version 3 AMRON SOI. That's a signals operating instructions. Basically tells you what frequency to turn to, what band, what mode we're operating in, where to be, when to be there, so that you can either call out for help if you're a radio operator, or you can stay informed and tune in and find out what's going on. So I'll come back to that in just a moment. Now, this year's exercise, we try to make these very realistic. We don't normally do zombie or alien invasion from outer space type of scenarios, although we are just simulating a grid-down commercial power telecommunications infrastructure, all of that collapses, you know, a real world disaster simulated nationwide. We try to keep our scenarios realistic. Well, this is one that's a very plausible scenario. Now, I want to lead into this by sharing with you the prologue from Mark Goodwin's book series. It is the Cyber Armageddon. Now, this is from book one, but all three books are out now, actually. But from book one, this really sets the stage. If you don't know who Mark Goodwin is, you must be a relatively new listener. Mark Goodwin is a Christian author, and I love his stuff. He always weaves the Word of God all through his stuff, but he writes post-apocalyptic thrillers and dystopian novels, and it's just really, really fun and entertaining. But he also gets into some very realistic and plausible scenarios, and he does a lot of great research. Now, this, even though these are fictional novels, fictional characters, the circumstances are very real and the threats are very real. And this is from headlines and other research that's out there that he puts in his prologue. So I want to share that with you. And because this is foundational for the scenario for this simulated grid-down emergency training exercise coming up July 26th, 27th, and 28th. So here's the prologue. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. From Micah 3:11. In 2010, the NSA's Operation Olympic Games changed the face of cyber warfare and cyber espionage forever. In coordination with the Israelis, the National Security Agency's program developed the most advanced and complex piece of malware code ever created. The weaponized code has come to be known as the Stuxnet virus. The Stuxnet attacked Iran's nuclear enrichment centrifuges and severely delayed the rogue nation's ability to produce a nuclear weapon. The Stuxnet virus not only disabled the centrifuges, but by attacking the SCADA systems, which controlled the machinery, made them spin out of control, causing physical damage to the hardware. The attack permanently disabled the equipment to the point that the centrifuges were no longer usable. This event was considered a major win for both the U.S. and Israel. Just as Hiroshima and Nagasaki proved nuclear superiority for America, Stuxnet had established the U.S. as the leader in cyber warfare and cyber espionage. Yet, just as it didn't take long for other nations to develop the technology and enter the atomic arms race, mimicking the Stuxnet attack will take even less time. Unlike the science required to develop a nuclear warhead, Stuxnet left behind the code used to initiate the attack, providing a blueprint for enemy nation states to reverse engineer the virus. By now, it is likely that all of America's adversaries possess malicious cyber programs similar in complexity. Complexity to the Stuxnet's exploit. Few news items challenged the preeminence of the Stuxnet virus in the cyber world until 2017. In April of that year, a group known as the Shadow Brokers announced that they had obtained leaked hacking tools developed by the NSA and would be making them available to hackers worldwide. Two of the hijacked exploits were called Eternal Blue and Double Pulsar. These two programs were used by hackers to develop the WannaCry ransomware attack, which targeted computers running Windows operating systems in May of 2017. WannaCry, if you remember this, infected some 200,000 machines in 150 countries. The exploit wreaked havoc across the world, bringing down the National Health Services in England and Scotland. Nissan and Renault both had to cease manufacturing automobiles as a result of the attack. FedEx shipping was disrupted worldwide, as was Spain's telecommunication capabilities and Germany's transportation system. The virus disrupted the Russian Postal Service as well as several Russian banks, which helped to quell the rumors suggesting Russia's FSB had created the malicious code. But then again, what better way could a nation state put on a guise of innocence? Such is the nature of cyber attacks. A smoking gun rarely exists. At the end of the day, conjecture and finger pointing make poor substitutes for hard evidence. Before stepping down from her role as Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano warned that a cyber 911 or 911 was imminent. Former CIA Director James Woolsey has also been very vocal in issuing caveats about the likelihood of a massive cyber attack, the likes of which could bring down critical infrastructure such as the electrical grid, communications, water systems, as well as major banking institutions. Additionally, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper warned that America faces a coming cyber Armageddon. The story in Mark Goodwin's book is fiction, but the threat is very real. Plan accordingly. And that's the prologue from Mark Goodwin's Rise of the Locusts. It is a fictional novel, but the threat is very real. So not only does it make a fascinating story, it also really addresses the fallout, the peripheral damage that something like that would cause, where fuel stops to flow, power goes out, information stops, stores stop being stocked. And you can imagine the social powder keg that we live in, the ramifications of that when you have millions of people who are not self-reliant and self-sufficient, unable to take care of themselves. So in the signals operating instructions, the T-Rex SOI, which is the companion to our signals operating instructions that we currently have issued. By the way, this will also merge together after this T-Rex exercise. This companion SOI will become this is the predecessor to the upcoming version 4 of the signals operating instructions. So the scenario, this year's scenario is based on a cyber attack. Recent real world news and intelligence is revealing a very real increased risk to our telecommunications, commercial power, and industrial computerized safety control systems. So we are applying this year several tactics, techniques, and procedures, which we've used in the past because they help us be more effective, but are not yet in all of our official procedures and guidance documents. So this is a step toward final evaluation of several modes and procedures, which will be added to future guidance, including version 4 of the AMRON SOI, Signals Operating Instructions. So you can go to AMRON.com to learn more, and there is a banner now that's been created for the T-Rex exercise. It is T-Rex 2019 news page, where you can start tracking that and learning about how you can get involved and start on your journey. If you're new to it, or if you haven't even begun to addressing emergency communications for your families and your community, your church, or your network that you're involved in, if you haven't included emergency communications, this is a great place to start. If you're already involved in communications and this AMRON is new to you, or this type of exercise or training is new to you, then check it out. Anyway, you guys have a blessed weekend. We'll join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too.